Well, good afternoon, everybody, and we've got some news from Blue Raider Golf. Former Middle Tennessee standout Michael Bernard has been named assistant men's golf coach at Middle Tennessee. That coming from Coach Mark McIntyre. A Hendersonville native and a 2023 graduate of MTSU, Bernard returns to his alma mater after a successful collegiate playing career. He competed in 43 events for the Blue Raiders, earning all-conference honors three times and helped lead the program to multiple NCAA regional appearances. Bernard concluded his career with a win at the 2022 Conference USA Championships, six top five finishes, 12 top 10 finishes, and a scoring average of 72.5. So welcome back home to Michael Bernard. Well, as we count down until the Smith Student Athlete Performance Center grand opening and ribbon cutting comes up on July 30th, we'll have a couple of days where we'll hear from Nathan Wallach, who is the assistant athletic director that is kind of directing the construction project. We had a chance to sit down with Nathan earlier talking about all that's going on and all that's on his plate here in the next 4 or 5 weeks leading up to that grand opening on July 30th.
So we've got an incredible team here on campus, and then the contractors and the architects and everybody. We are having weekly meetings, and we've been having weekly meetings for the duration of the construction timeline. But right now we're looking at substantial completion on July 1st. So
wow,
pretty much everything big is done at that point.
And as this airs, that's like a week from now. So
so it's crunch time. But then really a lot of the extra stuff happens. So we talk about if it's not bolted down, that's when everything starts moving in. So July 1 is substantial completion for the building and the general contractor to say we're ready to go. Everything's all the concrete's poured, the paint's done, all the lighting fixtures are in, electrical's working, everything. Well, then we've got to come in, and we've got a $900,000 weight room to get installed. We have sports medicine equipment to get delivered and trained on. We've got furniture to finish going in. We are able to get some of it going in now, but the bulk of it is going to go in. After that, we've got a brand new red light therapy room that needs to get built and installed after July 1. So we've got
does blue light therapy not work?
I was really hoping to be blue, but we don't like red in the building. But that room, and then on top of that, we've got to get ready for football camp. And there's the equipment room and what Dana was talking about with that entire operation has to move over to a new building, get all their equipment, and not only install, but in all the cubbies and get all the player gear ready. And then they've got to figure out their systems. And we also need the coaches to get in there because we want
the don't need to be moving during fall camp.
Right. Yeah. And they also need to be able to answer the questions from the players. Hey, where's the cornerback meeting room? Oh, it's right down here, second door on your left or wherever. So it's there's a lot of moving parts. It's really exciting, and I'll be ready for July 30th.
Yeah. you'll have a cold soda pop on that day,
yep,
for sure.
All right, folks, that is it for today. Have a very safe and happy Independence Day weekend. We'll be back with you with another update coming up on Monday right here on the Big G WGNS.